The results of last year's health and wellness survey revealed that nearly 40% of all U High students indicated that they were not exclusively romantically or sexually attracted to the binary opposite gender. Today, I'm speaking with Leah and Itzel, the co-presidents of Spectrum, about what this means for the U High community.
My name is Itzel. I use she, her, they, them pronouns. I am one of the co-presidents of Spectrum.
And I'm Leah. I'm the other co-president of Spectrum, and I use she, her, and they, them pronouns as well.
I wanted to ask about some of the numbers from the health and wellness survey from last year. So is this at all surprising to you, or what do you guys think about that?
To be honest, not really. I was like, kind of expected that to happen because, you know, in this day and age, people are a little bit more free to speak and like explore their identity. You know, in previous years or in previous generations, kids were like stuck to, you know, follow and fit into a binary of straight and female and heterosexuality and stuff like that, or male, right? And so this fluidity and this like chance to explore our identities, I think it's a great, and it's something we've been seeing more often.
Yeah, and just general fluidity and how we feel about ourselves has become much more prevalent, which is awesome because that's how humans are supposed to be. We're not supposed to be these rigid machines that like humans get to choose, and we get to like grow as we learn and all of that. And it's honestly really great to see numbers like that, because that means people are being more okay with themselves. And like they're recognizing it within themselves, when in past years or past generations, like Itzel was saying, that probably wasn't going to happen.
Yeah. The fact that in this day and age, we're able to explore ourselves, especially as high school students and with the lab, individuals are a little bit more free to speak up and talk and like express themselves like naturally and, you know, freely. And I find that I was like, awesome. Yeah.
Whether it's attendance in Spectrum or just the queer community at lab as a whole, have you noticed whether either an increase in size or just a general shift in the culture and the community there?
Personally, I don't know. There's really been a shift in size like that I've felt. It's like as I was saying, like the numbers, they didn't surprise me, but at the same time, it's like, but where are these people? Lab is still a community where it's not really openly talked about a lot. Like it might be people are internally accepting themselves, but lab still has a problem with on the outside not being, it's not a space where you can talk about that.
But what do you guys think would need to happen, or what would you like to see happen to make people feel more comfortable who aren't actively engaging with Spectrum or don't have like, you know, friend groups that they can talk about this kind of thing with? How do you think people can become more comfortable sharing that in the lab community as a whole?
Well, something that the middle school has been doing is they've been including more diversity programming, more justice programming. Like this year, Itzel and I were actually panelists last week on the middle school gender justice assembly. So I think that's, for example, a really good step forward. Like we got a ton of questions because the kids just want to learn, and introducing these things at younger ages is really the best way to do that, to create more open space when they're older.
And yeah, just going off of that, maybe, you know, DEI work and inclusion with, you know, Spectrum, or just more meetings. Spectrum does provide like little Zoom calls if teachers want to come in, because teachers are very important and part of the school, and they're very curious to what's happening, the new stuff that's like the pronoun situation. I had a couple of teachers approach me about that, and just having like open spaces just for just curiosity's sake. And
so I wanted to ask, I think at least much of the DEI programming in the recent years that I've seen in the high school has been more centered around racial and gender inequalities. So do you think that there needs to be more around the issues of sexuality? How do you think that they can fit into the overall DEI programming that we've been seeing going on?
Mm-hmm. I think the topics that's been discussed through the DEI programming very important. And I feel like we definitely should keep that. But with the LGBTQ stuff, topics and gender, sexuality, I guess integration a bit more, because there is intersectionality between all of those topics, right? Like I'm Latina and I'm part of the LGBTQ plus community, and just incorporating that a bit more within the discussion. It's how I find it. And maybe a separate assembly and to start it off and just like give people like basic information, and that way further along with other assemblies or other like discussion days, people are able to talk about that overlap, or, you know.
Yeah, and like it's always just saying, intersectionality is so incredibly important, because these things, they don't exist in boxes. They all overlap in some way. Because again, we're human. We're big, mushy things that have multiple parts to us. And if we try to isolate those parts, it doesn't work. And oftentimes the point gets lost. So kind of going back to what the middle school did this year is, they had a racial justice assembly in the fall, then the gender justice assembly, and then upcoming they're going to have a disability awareness assembly. And so doing something like that, where like it sets the base for them future learning, is so valuable.
I've seen a lot of classes, particularly history classes and English classes, be more readily having discussions about racial inequality and women's issues and these sorts of things. And again, nothing exists in a vacuum. From my experience, I haven't seen or been engaged with as many classroom discussions around LGBTQ issues or rights or even people. So do you think that it's still a little taboo in some way?
Definitely taboo, and yes, definitely something that teachers are uncomfortable talking about, because people associate, oh, LGBTQ plus, that's sexuality stuff, that's sex, that's not appropriate. Queer people exist, we're people, we have our own histories.
With teachers, there's a lot of, I feel like they are walking on eggshells or on thin ice, so they're just so uncomfortable about the topic because they haven't been given enough information or enough just discussions about anything. And so, and with the, like, a lot of queer stuff is growing, things change frequently, so something that was okay in like previous years, not really okay now, or there's different terms for that.
And especially at a school like Lab that's affiliated with UC, everything is always all about learning. But the problem is we are always learning school subjects, but specifically math and science. And we need to also learn about the people around us.
Reporting for the U High Midway, this has been Callie Abbey.